Healthspadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank Parks Casino for sponsoring Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Let's start with the beautiful weather. Dan, yesterday was just, actually both days were perfect.
Yesterday didn't get a little too warm?
A little bit.
79 yesterday afternoon was the warmest it got.
It was warm, but it was, I don't know. We've had the windows open for the last few days.
Sticky. So yes,
it
was kind of the windows open.
It was
all
comfortable
weekend
in the
too.
House.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I will say, you know, being outside, my kids had sports both mornings this weekend.
Yeah.
The mornings were spectacular.
Were perfect. It was a little warm in the afternoon, I would agree. And
especially in sunshine, it got a little toasty.
Unlike Eric, I did not fall off a ladder this weekend, but I was up on a ladder and I cleaned out our gutters and the creases in the roof line on our garage.
Oh,
and it was, but I did it early. It was cool. By the afternoon, it was way too hot.
Yeah. It was. I mean, especially considering it's October. Normal highs right now are still mid 60s, so 70s is quite warm. Now today is our cool down day. We've got our cold front on top of us right now. It was rainy this morning. It still will be for another couple hours. It's going to be windy through the rest of the day, and that wind, that is the cooler air that's moving back in. So for the rest of the week, cool air is the story. It's going to feel like fall all week long. We're not going to see 70s again for a while here.
Rain though is going to be wet all week or no? It's just
nope.
Cool down today, move on.
Rain is going to be out of here probably by let's say the 9 o'clock hour this morning, and then one more little batch of showers tomorrow night. That's another weak cold front coming through. The rest of the week is looking good, just on the cool side of normal.
All right, and Halloween is it coming up?
That is next Friday.
Next Friday,
next
not
Friday.
This Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Too early.
A little too early to tell for that. You know, we'll start, obviously, the festivities will start next weekend.
Yeah.
Also, a little too early to start talking seriously about next weekend. But I know you'll ask about the weekend soon enough.
I'll wait till Wednesday.
Thank you.
Out of respect.
And we will, of course, discuss it then.
Thank you, Dan. Mm-hmm. So, Eric, I think people should know that was not just you reading for our advertisers. You actually did fall off the ladder. And I'm sorry to make the comparison, but typically you would think that I would be the one that would fall off the ladder. So we had an opposite weekend.
We had an opposite weekend.
I'm up on the roof. I'm cleaning out the seams. I hung a flag over our barn doors.
Wow.
I mean, I had a whole weekend, yeah.
Wow.
I don't like heights, so it's a challenge for me. But I did it. I spaced it out. But it was so perfect out. How did you fall off the ladder?
So Saturday, we wrapped the tiki bar. So the tiki bar is open air. And then we have, you know, prefab walls and then a roof that go on. And I was in a tiny little space between one of the prefab walls and the siding on my house. And I tried to turn around on the ladder. And the toe of my boot got caught on one of the rungs of the ladder. And down I went. And it wasn't a far fall, but yeah, I think at our age
you're in your 50s, tripping and falling is far enough.
Yeah,
are you kidding?
It was funny because Sandra was away this weekend and she was like, don't hurt yourself while I'm away.
Oh, of course.
And you know, I was like, I got all kinds of new bruises to show you when you come home.
Trinity will help. They'll work it right out.
Oh, absolutely.
They'll work it out.
Yeah, it was,
oh my
it
God.
Was, but it was,
but it's done, though. Is it winterized now?
It's done. It's winterized. The roof is on. The walls are up. Didn't need it yesterday. In fact, it was so hot in there because of the thermal heat that, you know, we had the doors and everything open on it and the fans going because there was no way. I mean, we're sitting there watching football and you're sweating.
Yeah, it was too hot.
It was too hot yesterday.
I think this is it, though, for that. At least, and you got to be happy as a Buffalo fan that at least you're not a Jets fan.
Oh, my
you'd have to close the tiki bar. Boy, they're terrible.
Wow.
Did you see the stadium? Yeah. And I don't watch football anymore, but I saw people tweeting about an empty MetLife Stadium.
Yeah.
What is Woody Johnson? What's his excuse going to be?
I don't know. I mean, that is just, it's bad.
He ought to just sell the team. He's becoming bad embarrassment. Like, the stupid moves they make, I mean, wow. Yeah. I feel for the fans that live and breathe, and their weekend is made or killed by a football team.
Yeah.
And you're like, what do you look forward to? Can you imagine spending the money on a ticket to Sunday's game and just blowing it off?
Well, instead. Because I think
they're all sold out.
They're all sold out, right? They're all season tickets, right? I mean,
I'm pretty sure.
I can't.
Can you imagine?
But look, I mean, listen. I went through that with my team. You know, you all go through that.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, and I've said this before. Yes, I'm a diehard Bills fan. I was raised there. My dad played for the team. It's in our DNA.
It's personal for you.
But it's the time where my brother and my son and I, we get together for the game. It becomes less when the team is bad. It becomes less about the team and more about, okay, we know during this season, this is when the three of us are getting together.
Which is why part of me was surprised that the stadium was empty, because I think of the dads and their kids. Like, it's fun that, you know, young kids to get to a professional game for the first time. I'm surprised more families didn't take advantage of the unbelievable weather. But you know, they've made it too expensive. I mean,
well,
what is it, $15 for a beer and $9 for a hot dog or something
stupid?
But trying
to get in and out of MetLife
is ridiculous.
I would go, you know, when the Bills play the Jets, I used to go. But I can't justify, you know, 3 hours to get home after the game.
We did a few fundraisers with the Giants. And my good friend Michael Martocci, and we raised a lot of money with Tommy Hudanish and the rest. And you're right. It was getting in and out. It is your entire day.
Yes.
It's your entire day. You get home late. You got to get up early. So question for you. But after the 6:30 news, I've got to address something that happened over the weekend politically. It's just... I'll just save that.
Okay. I can't wait.
Oh, what a saga this race for governor has become. Good grief. Anyway, question for you. Do you have season tickets? Are you regretting it now? Do you think the value's going down? Do you think it's time for the Jets to have a complete overhaul? And would you give up, what is it now, $75 a ticket? What's the face value of those Jets tickets on Sunday that people just left the seat empty? 1-800-283-101.5. 616, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Live and local radio with personalities who care about what you think. We are New Jersey 101.5.
Six 22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I feel for you if you're a pro sports fan. I was for so many years. I was talking about it with Jody over the weekend. When I was a kid, I was all Eagles, Phillies, Flyers. And I think about the intensity. And it's one thing as a kid. I remember the Eagles going to the Super Bowl in 1980. Ron Jaworski playing against the Oakland Raiders, Jim Plunkett. God, remember Jim Plunkett? I think both of his parents were blind. Like, just had a really interesting story of the hardship and just overcoming adversity. Anyway, the Raiders killed the Eagles then. And that was the old days, though, right? Wilbert Montgomery, Harold Carmichael. Some of you are of a certain age, you remember. But then once we got into all the politically correct stuff, for me, everything changed after they made that criminal fraud George Floyd a hero. And the minute George Floyd became iconic in social circles, that was it. Once the NFL kowtowed to that false narrative about the criminal George Floyd and, you know, and racism and all the ridiculousness that the NFL tried to cater to the mob, I was done. and the kneeling, you know, Colin Kaepernick and the kneeling for the flag. I mean, just all this anti-American sentiment. And I think it's pretty much come to an end now. It seems like the trans cult is finally in retreat. It seems that the folks that hate America are in retreat. I mean, thank you to President Donald Trump for resetting the clock on that. But I haven't been able to get back into pro sports as a result. And, you know, maybe with the rules changes and they've kind of, they're trying to clean it up and make it safer. And I don't know. I think that the guys were tougher back in the day, I'm sure. That said, I can't get into it. But I know many of you are really into it. And if you're a Jets fan in particular, you got to have an 0-7 hangover today. I mean, even if you didn't drink a drop over the weekend, because it's embarrassing for, I mean, they're playing as bad as Rutgers. So, like, they are just atrocious. And I don't know how people have not questioned the ownership and just the bad choices that Woody Johnson has made over time. Like, fans have got to be super frustrated. And, you know, I don't know that Woody cares that the stadium's empty. Probably should. But the question I have for you is, are you still going to pro sports games and spending this money? Or have you decided that professional sports really now is only about brackets and FanDuel and DraftKings and everything else that people are doing with their phones and watching and betting on yards in the half a quarter or a throw on fourth down? Has it just become that, or do you still root for your home team? 1-800-283-101.5. By the way, Giants fans, not much better out in Denver. How do you blow a lead like that? What was that? Again, they're playing. I mean, it is embarrassing. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:26 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next. Mana. 6:38 on New Jersey 101.5. You are welcome. What do you think, Jill? You know what I had to do? I had to get Mighty Mouse out of everybody's head.
Oh, so you're putting that one in to wash it out?
This is, we're washing out Mighty Mouse, yes. Replacing it with Menomina.
I'm with you.
And Eric, I think it may have been your suggestion off the cuff. I wasn't sure if you were serious about it, but Kathy found it, and here we are. Thank you, Thomas.
Yeah, what a great cast. What a team. Well, we had a thing back in the day, if a song got in your head, We would sing the Chock Full of Nuts jingle. Chock Full of Nuts is that heavenly coffee.
Really?
Millionaires money
can we
can't
find
buy.
That, Thomas?
And for
all right,
some
he's
reason,
on it. I love Chock Full of Nuts.
It's just the song.
It's a great coffee.
The jingle would get the other song.
I don't know that
it
I've
was
heard
like
the jingle.
Sorbet for your brain.
Wow. All right. That and the, was it Red Robin? What's the yum?
Red Robin.
Right?
Yum.
There's so many. But Manama, let's put that, let's hear that again.
Manama. Manama.
Oh, those girls were so cool, little backup Muppet singers with their bangs were like over their eyes.
Now, people are either going to be thanking me,
oh boy,
or angry. Could go either way.
Manama.
It's said I make some people uncomfortable, Jill. It's been said.
It is. Isn't that a great way to go through life?
I love it.
And look, you embrace it.
I embrace it. Look, I live in the awkward. I've been saying this for a long time. If it's awkward, I'll be there.
You're very comfortable in the awkward, yes.
I exist in the awkward.
Different dimension.
And it's what you got to do. Now, let's talk about awkward, Eric. I think the Republican nominee, Jack Cittarelli, had a bit of an awkward moment this weekend. And I don't know what to make of it because he, and by the way, everyone, after the 7:15 traffic and weather, I will have my third installment of advice that Jack ought to be taking if he wants to win. And this is, he took the first bit, Eric. Sheriff Gannon spent the entire weekend in Morris County. I think it was a very smart play. And now I've called on him to announce his attorney general, and I suggested Senator Michael Testa from Cumberland County. So far, crickets on that, but we'll see. The day is young.
Well, we got two weeks and a couple of days.
I said he ought to announce it. It's got to be this week. If you're going to have an impact with law enforcement, because voting is happening.
Yeah.
So apparently he knew voting was already happening, and he got invited somewhere. I don't know what event it was, but behind the candidate was a sign that said, Muslims for Jack.
It was in Piscataway, I believe.
Yeah. So a Muslim group invited him, Muslims for Jack. And this is along the theme of pandering that the Republican nominee has been doing. He's got the T-shirts, I think, Blacks for Jack. I don't know if I saw a Jews for Jack. At least there's some alliteration there. But we have Blacks for Jack. We've got Muslims for Jack. But instead of just taking the poster, which I think a lot of normal people find really over the top to do this identity politics. I don't know how that helps him turn his base out, but look, I'm sure that his consultant who won that huge, unbelievable race in South Jersey when he elected a Philadelphia Eagle in Eagles country. So I'm sure he knows better than we do. But that said, he put on the garb. I don't even understand what he was wearing. Is that a religious Muslim outfit with the skirt and the tight collar?
I don't know that there's a religious connotation to it. I believe it's called a taub.
A taub.
T-H-O-B-E. I think I'm pronouncing that correct. I'm sure a caller will correct me if I'm incorrect. But it's like an ankle length robe type garment with long sleeves. The bottom does kind of look like a
dress
like a skirt, or a dress. What was interesting to me about this is that he's posting all over social media that he was at this event in Piscataway.
Mm-hmm.
And there's tons of photos of him. Nobody else in the photos is wearing a taub.
Really?
All of the men, presumably Muslim men who were at this event,
they're all
wearing suits and ties.
And other candidates, I imagine, were there.
Perhaps. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
But, I mean, I'm scrolling through all of his social media now. I can't find
anybody else
in the audience. And this is, like, outside in a tent.
Just so bizarre.
Yeah,
just from a strategy, one guy
that he took a photograph with who's also wearing it.
From a strategy standpoint, we're 15 days out. Election day is 2 weeks from tomorrow. You've got early voting starting next Saturday, right? Does it start the 31st or the 1st, or are they starting it on Monday before?
I think it's the Monday before.
Monday before.
I'll double check. I'll verify that.
So you got a week till early voting starts. You've got mail-in ballots that were out 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Many, many people, nearly a half a million people have already cast a ballot, right? At least 400,000, yeah. I believe, have been turned in of the million plus that are out there. I don't understand when you've got an election where Republicans are so outnumbered that you would need to energize your base. Like, what will we see tomorrow? Like, what will be the next group that I don't see how this would play in any strategic map of New Jersey, because you're not going to get Muslim votes by dressing like a Muslim. You're going to get votes based on, and whether it's Muslims or Jews or Christians or whoever it is.
Be yourself. Be who you are.
What do you stand for? I mean, it's just classic.
And he got
do
hammered
anything.
On social media, Bill. He got
I'm sure.
hammered on social media.
It was embarrassing.
And it's, look, you know, Democrats have an 850,000 vote advantage in terms of registered voters.
Yep.
You had Barack Obama coming in endorsing Mikey Sherrill. Whether that moves the needle or not, but he is a guy that is embraced and beloved by a large portion of Democratic voters. And if he's saying get out and vote, if you were on the fence about voting or not, maybe you go and you vote, right? But you have very little wiggle room at this point. Live, early, in-person voting begins 10/25, October 25th.
10/25.
So you got 5 days.
Wow.
Before in-person voting begins.
It's earlier than I thought.
Yep, and it goes from until November 2nd. So from October 25th to November 2nd.
So that's the Sunday, November 2nd.
Correct.
Which is the day we turn the clock, we fall back, because stupid Congress can't get out of their own way. So we still got to do that nonsense. And then Monday before Election Day, there's no early voting.
Correct.
Right, on the 3rd, and then the 4th is Election Day.
It ends Sunday the 2nd at 6 p.m.
But it starts Monday the 25th.
At 10 a.m.
So that's this coming Monday, a week from today.
Yeah, a week from today, early voting begins.
I mean, I don't understand the strategy of identity politics at this stage. Because, again, you know, okay, I'm going to put on this garb. I'm going to put on this what looks like a dress, which is fine if this is your culture and that's what you wear. I get it. But for somebody, like this whole idea of appropriating culture... Do you when are you happy about that when someone shows up at your event dressed like you? I don't know that that's and to your point, Eric, that nobody else is wearing it save a few other people. It seems that it was aggressively saying, "Look at me, look at me."
Yeah, I don't believe, and maybe a caller can correct us, but I don't believe that there is a religious connotation to the garb. I could be wrong.
Like a yarmulke. You and wear out of respect to cover your head to walk into
your
synagogue.
Whether you are Jewish or not,
yeah.
it is of significance to the Jewish religion to cover your head when you enter temple.
It's like going into the Vatican. When you visit the Vatican, women have their shoulders covered. There's a certain protocol. I don't think this was protocol. This seemed like pandering.
This seemed like, look, I'm one of you.
Look, I'm one of you. Yeah, so is this impacting your vote? Do you think this is pandering? Did you see the traffic on social media? Is this the move of desperation, or is it smart politics that we have devolved into total identity politics? And I could say, look at me. I look like you. Therefore, vote for me. Is that where we are? How about affordability? Is that no longer an issue in New Jersey? I don't know. Did I miss a memo? 6:47, fast driving instant weather next.
Get the latest traffic and weather updates with the New Jersey 101.5 app.
Chocolate nuts is that heavenly coffee. Better coffee a millionaire money can't buy.
There's your chock full of nuts earworm for the morning. Better than Menomina. Anyway. A trip down memory lane for some of the earworms that will be stuck in your head. I'm hoping that we're serving as an antidote, that some of these will be out of your head because there'll be too many for your brain to process. Hey, by the way, after traffic and weather at 8:20, I will have another $1,000 at work payday. That's coming up. I hope. Oh, no, look at that. Oh, it's over. Producer Thomas, come on in here. So it ended. There's still a sign up, $1,000 at work payday. What happened?
Well, I should have taken down that sign. I apologize.
So that's
it. Well, the bills pay you.
Did somebody win the 10 grand?
Maybe. They probably. Yeah.
I want to talk to whoever won the $10,000.
I would too. Maybe I can.
Was that company wide or was it just our station?
It was company wide.
So the winner may not have been in Jersey.
I should say someone definitely won the $10,000.
Right?
Because we are so good here out in New Jersey 101.5.
How about that? So it's over. Kind of miss
Benito.
It. Yeah, kind of missing.
You didn't win. I'm sorry, Bill.
I did not win. I don't know I was included in it. Hey, by the way, I found the app. I did buy a lottery ticket, and I won $12. So there you go. There you have it. All right. After the news coming up with Eric Scott, I'll have some points about where I think this election is going. My question to you is, are you still undecided? And does it mean something to you? I mean, Barack Obama coming in for Mikey Sherrill, Gretchen Whitmer, the Michigan governor, endorsing Sherrill. Do endorsements matter to you? Because the VOD in Lakewood is going to endorse Jack today, and some are predicting that that will mean about a 15,000 or 16,000 vote margin in Lakewood over Sherrill. I don't know. Does the endorsement matter? If you are you a one issue voter? If you're Jewish, you're living in Ocean County, does where the Jewish leadership go? Is that where you'll vote? If you are a Muslim and the fact that Jack went out and put on the outfit, does that mean something? I mean, is there some validity to the signs that say Muslims for Jack, blacks for Jack? Is there any validity to a former president coming in and saying, hey, you got to vote for Mikey Sherrill because she's one of the good guys? Does that matter? Or is this race really about who you trust to make the state more affordable? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:56 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next.
Staying on top of the topics that matter to you, we are New Jersey 101.5.
Manamana. Manamana. Manamana.
Manamana. 7:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, it is Small Business Monday. After traffic and weather, I'm going to give you my third installment of what I believe the Republican nominee needs to do to close the gap, given that he's trailing in pretty much every poll, right? Eric will be the last one. FDU now 7 points. So that Real Clear Politics average has got to be, what, 6.5, 7?
Yeah, it's probably up around there. I mean, the last three polls had it 5, 6, or 7 points, which, you know, again, I'll say it just because, you know, some people haven't heard it. Polls do not predict outcomes. They show trends. And the trend has been from the very beginning that there is a gap that needs to be closed. Whether it can be closed or will be closed, we won't know until November 4th.
Yeah, interesting. I want to just switch gears for a minute because I'll do that after traffic and weather. Small Business Monday is here. And Ella, I'll get to you right before we break. But Eric, you fell off the ladder.
Yeah.
I don't mean to bring up a sore subject, no pun intended.
Literally.
you fall off the ladder, you got bruising up and down.
Yep.
So you are seriously considering an order of medical leeches.
Yes. I'm very excited about it.
Now, leeches go back, I mean, I got to believe 1,000 years in human history where they would put a leech on you to...
Mm-hmm.
What the purpose of the leech is, they drain the blood out of... So if you have a bruise, you can put a leech on you.
Yes.
And it will suck the blood out.
It will take the stagnant blood from the bruise, and then there's some therapeutic chemicals that they release into the bruise or the lesion, and it also helps to restore normal... blood flow.
And you don't have to walk through a swamp and hope you get leeches.
Well, you don't want to do that.
I mean, that would be the wrong way.
Yeah, that would be the wrong way to do that.
These are sterile leeches.
These are sterile leeches. They're actually companies that sell them. You can go online and you can order a jar of medicinal leeches. And there's how-to videos all over, you know,
really?
YouTube about how to do this. Doesn't hurt because they also release an anesthetic.
No kidding.
I'm fascinated by this. I'm absolutely fascinated.
You actually are smiling. Mm-hmm. I can relate back to the listeners that you've been smiling since you discovered this website. Now, here, what I will ask is, will you consider doing this live on the air?
Ooh.
I mean, I'm just thinking. You know, I'm all about the show.
Well, yeah.
I mean, depending on the time of when the leeches arrive... And how they arrive, and if you can transport them. I mean, I imagine they're being shipped in something, right? They ship in a gel?
The one company that I'm looking at is they arrive in something called hydrogel, which keeps the animals in a clean, well-oxygenated, sterile, moist matrix. And you can leave the leeches in that gel for 2 to 3 days in your refrigerator. And then, you know, you use them. And I guess what? You use them and throw them away?
Throw them away, right?
Right. Yeah.
Flush them like the goldfish.
I mean, I'm not going to raise them.
I mean, do they
actually,
live
you know
past
what?
That
might not be a bad idea. I don't know if I could keep them sterile, but no. It's not, you know.
And they're sterile, so they can't have little leeches, so you can't really grow the colony. See what I did there? Oh, boy.
But I'm watching this video now of this guy. He's got this horrible, like, blue, purple, yellow bruise, and within like 20 minutes, it's gone.
Really? I'm intrigued. All right, so if you're in the leech business, I definitely want to hear from you. What weird stuff have you done to heal yourself? I know that I had a friend suffering with Lyme and ordered bees and would put, and they shipped the bees. And they give you a suction cup, and the bee goes under the cup on your skin, stings you, and okay. it's therapy to help you with the symptoms of Lyme.
Huh.
Yeah. And the package comes buzzing.
I would try all
live
that
bees,
stuff.
Right?
I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, you're into the crunchy granola holistic lifestyle.
I'm busting chops, but you know I'm the first one out there. I love the holistic stuff. I would do the leeches before I would take a prescription medicine.
Well, I don't know that there is one. I mean, you know,
I'm just saying, I wonder if it's, I understood the leeches would, get disease out of your blood. Like, that was the whole point of pulling the bad
out. Well, they used, right? I mean, that was bad,
But if it works for a bruise, why not?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by this.
They'll take the blood that is in the bruise out.
All right. Now, Eric, Ella in Piscataway is with a natural health store.
Oh.
Ella, good morning.
Does she sell leeches?
Good morning.
You don't sell leeches by any chance, do you?
No, I don't sell leeches.
Okay. Sorry that the conversation somewhat devolved, but I'm thinking natural health, it's leeches, it's bees. Mm-hmm. What do you have, Ella?
So I am the owner of Timbrell Natural Health, and we focus on digestive and gut health. My husband and I had horrific gut issues many years ago, gastritis and ulcerative colitis, and I tried to help him myself and just didn't have the toolkit to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up getting a naturopath that helped us, and now many years later, I just want to do the same thing for others.
And what's the base of it? Like, do you sell certain teas? Do you sell antioxidants? Like, what do you put people on a regimen? What do people come in and what do they leave with?
Right. So I don't sell products. What I do is I offer a service. So people come to me and they have issues such as ulcerative colitis, diverticulitis, reflux, bloating, a whole host of things, autoimmune disease, joint pain. And I just help them understand how to clean up their eating, how to eat properly, how to eliminate inflammatory foods. And then we go through a process called the 4 R's of gut healing, which is remove, replace, repair, and reinoculate. And so that means that we're removing the things that are causing inflammation. Maybe there's candida or parasites or virus. And then we're replacing with proper probiotics, digestive enzymes, things to help them digest better. A lot of folks have low hydrochloric acid, which is actually a major cause of reflux. And then we're repairing any inflammation in the intestinal lining, in the mucosal lining, and then reinoculating with the right kind of probiotics and then balancing out that microbiome. And I've seen tremendous results.
I love this. How do people find you, Ella? How do they find you?
So my website is TimbrellNaturalHealth.com, and a lot of people don't really know what that word is. So it's T-I-M-B-R-E-L, an instrument. And they can also reach me at the phone number 732-640-7982.
7982. And what does timbrel mean?
So timbrel is an instrument that ancient Israel used in their worship to God.
No kidding. Wow. You've really thought a lot of this through. I love it. Ella, I think this is fantastic. I'm going to add you to our list. And if anybody's got gut health is so important. I mean, we are laser focused on this now between the raw milk and the probiotics and cutting out all processed food and seed oils. And you are so spot on with this. I love it. I hope your business blows up. This is fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ella. It was great talking to you this morning. All right, Mika,
you too.
Thank you. Take care. Mika, hang in there. You'll be first on the other side. 717, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Where you can stay connected to everything happening in Jersey. This is New Jersey 101.5.
722. Better coffee, a millionaire. You're welcome, guys, for the earworms today. All right, Mika, please hang in there. Or Mika in Bedminster. I'm going to get to you in a minute. But as promised, I want to address something. Over the past couple of days, I've been addressing the race for governor, and there are certain things that I think are obvious, certain things that are perhaps not so obvious, but I thought let's get it out there. And look, if you look at the polls that continue to show a consistent lead for Mikey Sherrill, especially where the polls show it, areas like trust, affordability, lowering energy costs, Clearly, the Republican nominee, Jack Cittarelli, needs a bold move in order to mobilize and exceed the expected turnout among Trump supporters, conservative voters. He's got to rally his base. Now, he's already showing a little more enthusiasm among Republican voters than the Democrat nominee is showing among liberal voters. So that's a good start. But if he's going to avoid a repeat of 2021, there are 15 days to get the job done to close the gap. Now, last week, I gave him very good advice on deploying his LG candidate, Sheriff Jim Gannon, to Morris County. And looking at social media, it seems they did it. That's exactly what they did. Good on the team for doing that. I mean, I think Sheriff Gannon is perhaps Jack's best asset. Then the second idea said he ought to announce his pick for attorney general. And I specifically mentioned Senator Michael Testa from Cumberland County. Now, we'll see if he takes that very good advice. But clearly, Jack needs to do a lot in the next 2 weeks. So now we're hearing that President Donald Trump, who endorsed the Republican candidate, is being relegated to a tele-town hall. Now, that is essentially a conference call with voters. Jack, say it ain't so. Nothing says, please stay away so you don't embarrass me, more than a conference call instead of a rally in person. You know, there's nobody in the Republican Party that has the strength or the ability to motivate and mobilize hundreds of thousands of enthusiastic supporters better than President Trump. Remember Wildwood? Both times, capacity crowds topping 100,000 in May of 2024. Look, if the GOP has a shot here, it's going to require all hands on deck, and that means turnout. Nobody wants a repeat of 2021 except for Mikey Sherrill, where the GOP, if you look at what happened, the GOP nominee, also Jack, by the way, refused President Trump's help, while the Virginia candidate, Glenn Youngkin, embraced it down the stretch. In Virginia, what happened? Youngkin won big in 21, where 6 in 10 Virginians turned out to vote. In Jersey, Jack lost by 90,000 votes, and 6 in 10 New Jerseyans stayed home. Jack needs to own his relationship with President Trump. Get him to the state. Pump up the vote. The president needs to be on the ground in Jersey for a real rally that's going to push turnout needed to win. You can't ignore the fact that the president is fresh off of one of the most significant victories in political history in recent memory with the peace deal between Hamas and Israel. Both sides of the conflict represented among New Jersey voters. Now, relatives of people killed in Gaza, as well as relatives of those taken on that murderous day in October 2 years ago, live and vote in the Garden State. It's rare where you see two sides of such a hostile and contentious issue could come together and praise President Trump for brokering a peace. Even Trump's former rival Joe Biden weighed in to congratulate him on the accomplishment. So let's hope the reports are not true and Jack is not keeping President Trump at arm's length because he's afraid or he's embarrassed and he doesn't want to disagree with him. We know that he got hurt on the cancellation of funding for Gateway Tunnel. That's a hot topic. Let's hope Jack understands that President Trump is an asset, not a liability, when it comes to motivating hesitant Republicans who are saying they have to hold their nose or vote for the lesser of two evils. Let's hope Jack understands that you can't hide President Trump behind a conference call. This is, you're not going to get the benefit of the president's charisma, charm, and energy while trying to hide the fact that you now support him. The president is not someone who cowers from anybody, let alone the press and the Democrat campaign operatives. If you're all in, you're all in. And let's face it, the president's the reason that Jack won the primary in the first place. So now he owes it to the GOP to embrace the president in a big, big way and maximize that turnout. All right, there you go. That's my advice. He needs to get President Trump on the ground, not this embarrassing, cowering, hide behind a conference call, which doesn't do anybody any good. Let's see what he does. Right now, he's 1 out of 3 on suggestions. He's got an opportunity to be 2 out of 3 if he selects his AG and announces it this week. And as far as President Trump, don't embarrass yourself with a conference call. Do it right. You want to win? Do it right. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Mika, you'll be first. We're going to get back to Small Business Monday after the news is next with Eric Scott. Manana. 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. We were talking leeches earlier, Eric. Very fascinated by your discussion on that. So if you pull the trigger, I hope we can have a discussion about maybe bringing them in and or at least filming it so we can refer to the video and post it on Instagram.
I would love to do that. And it was interesting. On the app chat, somebody who was a nurse at one point in the 90s said they used leeches on a young man who had cut the top of his thumb off. It was reattached. We would put the leech on the tip of his thumb, and it would get the blood flow going
coming
to the reattached
through the thumb.
Part. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So, I mean, they do still use them. I mean, obviously.
Look, I love it. Acupuncture, leeches, bees, I'm all in. How about this? Mika in Bedminster raising praying mantises.
Oh.
How about that? Mika, good morning.
It's actually Micah. Good morning,
Bill. Oh, hi, Micah. Sorry I got that wrong.
No, I'm used to it.
So,
but yeah, it was to deal with my spotted lanternfly problem, and a coworker is like, "We'll just get praying mantises," which you can get on Amazon, by the way.
Really?
And,
what, you buy a box of them?
And they come in egg sacs that look kind of like walnut shells.
Really?
And I bought five of them. I bought five of them, and within each egg sac, there's anywhere from 50 to 200 bugs in them. So I raised them all summer. Like, they started out the size of my fingernail.
Michael, hold on. What do you mean you raised them? Like, you put them in, like, an ant farm? You throw them outside? What do you do?
I put them in a butterfly cage with a couple of different plants. And, like, randomly, they seem to, like, cilantro plants to climb on. They don't eat them. But it was actually a lot of work, but it was fascinating to watch them grow from this tiny little state and become these giant vicious. I mean, they are vicious. Like watching them cannibalize themselves, because they
really?
Do. But it was such a cool science experiment. Like, you have to spray them down with water. That's how they ingest their hydration. And they clean their faces like cats. Like, it was just
seen that. Really?
So fascinating. And
so now, where's this cage? Is it in? Wait, Micah, is it inside? Sorry, I keep it around. I'm fascinated by it. So you keep the cage inside? Like, is it by the kitchen table? And you're like, hey, they're my praying mantises.
No, I kept them outside on my deck. But it was the summer that we had all of those crazy wildfires. So I felt bad for them, and I would bring them into the house because it was so smoky outside. And my
was that 2 years ago?
Absolutely insane looking at them.
I'll bet.
Do they eat the little like white aphids and things like that that are, you know, all the harmful bugs on your plants?
Mosquitoes. Well, you feed them with flightless fruit flies. So the poor things, you know, they don't have a shot in hell. but like, even
buy the fruit flies
and pull them into their
Micah, yeah. Does it come with, like, a feeding kit? Like, here are your flightless fruit flies.
Yes.
That is fascinating.
It does. So,
all right, at what point, then, do you open the cage and say, fly and be free, and go and solve the lantern problem?
I think it was, like, April of that year that I got them, and I think it was probably August that I released them. And some of them hung around for a while.
They're like the kids that won't leave the basement couch.
Yeah, kind of. But it was such a fun thing to do. It was fast. It was a lot of work.
So did it solve the problem? Micah, did it?
I haven't had lantern flies since.
How many of the praying mantises lived after they started eating each other? Like, how many did you actually release?
Far fewer than what I started out with. I probably had close to 500 bucks, and I was down probably to 50.
Still, though, 500 bugs down to 50. I don't know if I'm fascinated or completely grossed out by this.
Oh, we get all excited. If we see the praying mantis in our gardens, we get so excited.
Because it eats all the bad bugs.
Yes. And we didn't see any this year, and then we had all these little white aphids on everything.
But do they bite?
No. They are. I still have pictures in my phone of them, like, when I was releasing them crawling around on my hands and stuff. Like, I'm not weirded out by bugs. The only bugs that I hate are lantern flies and mosquitoes, and that's the whole purpose of why.
How about that? I'm fascinated by it. So actually, what we've learned, Micah, is that instead of the State Department of Environmental Protection telling people to step on these bugs, they should have, for a little bit of money, they could have invested in the praying mantis and released them all over Jersey. We wouldn't have as big a problem as we had. I mean, there's a natural solution.
You got to do your research.
Right?
There is a natural solution, but you got to do your research because there's a difference between praying mantises that come from Asia, which, I mean, we've already got that problem with the lantern flies and Asian bugs.
Yep.
But there's also American versions that come out of North Carolina, and those are the better ones to get.
Well, they pray differently.
It could be considered an invasive species.
Got it.
If you don't buy the right breed of lantern fly.
Micah, thanks for being patient and hanging on to tell us a story. I've got to digest this now. If you have a chance, we'd love to see some of the pictures. The app chat is free, and you can post a picture to the app chat if you've downloaded the app on your phone. I would just love to see a couple of pictures. Try it if you can.
Sure, I will totally do that when I get to work. But
awesome.
One more quick one.
Shoot.
I am very antibiotic resistant. There is a product that you can also buy on Amazon called UMCKA, UMCKA, and it's elderberry based. Insert Ponzi my joke there, but it will knock a cold out of your system in 48 hours or less. I actually just recommended it to a friend of mine who got kid cooties yesterday, and she just bought it, and highly recommend.
And it's called UMCKA. Oh, I'm looking at it. UMCKA. It looks like a bad word, but I don't think it's on the FCC list. So I will look into this.
It does look like a bad word.
It really does. I think I've been called that before. I don't know. Maybe they've tweeted about it. All right, Micah, thank you. I've got to jump for traffic and weather, but you made our morning. Thank you for all of that and going through the hard work and explaining it to the rest of us. See, the DEP could have just ordered praying mantises.
Who knew? I love them. I think they're great.
I had no idea they could be so. I didn't know they cannibalize each other, though.
Oh, well, yeah, cool. That's the whole thing. So the big ones are the females.
And they
after
eat the other ones?
Mate, they chew the male's head off and he dies. Yeah. And then she eats them.
Fascinating. 746, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Connect to the show anytime by sending us a message through our app. Just tap on Chat with Hosts, only on New Jersey 101.5.
752 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time. All right, so over the weekend, speaking about Small Business Monday, I'm going to just tell you, it wasn't a scene, but I got aggravated, and I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm not going to name the store, but it's a local store in Princeton, and they've got a robot that goes up and down the aisle, and the robot is annoying because it doesn't avoid you. You've got to avoid it, which I, first of all, don't like. So I thankfully have my glasses with me because I Jody sent me out. She's like, we're doing this chicken chili, which was fantastic, by the way. I'll have pictures tomorrow. Unbelievable. But I needed the Siete brand. They have this garlic and oil jalapeno mix, and it's safe and clean, and it needed it. So I go to the store, I find it. But I noticed that there were two different caps on the same product. So I pulled my trusty 2.0 readers out. The one with the white cap expired in January 2025. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, it is now almost November. So you're talking about 8 or 9 months. I checked the other one, and it is clearly okay. So I'm looking at the robot that is checking the shelves, and I go to the checkout counter, and I bring both, and I say to the young lady, I said, I just want to say something, that the robot who is replacing a human being in a job was too stupid to find the expired stuff. I said, now, if I didn't have my glasses, I would have brought this home, and I don't think that's fair or right. So I am asking the management of this store to fire the robot. The robot should be fired for negligence immediately. So then, part of the other ingredient, cream cheese, I bring the cream cheese home. Didn't check the date. Should have. Mold. So the robot is not doing the job. A human person has been replaced by a machine, and the machine is terrible. Now, again, I'm not doing this to shame the store. That's why I don't want to mention them. But I do want to say to you, owners of the store with the robot, it is useless to replace somebody to check inventory on the shelf if you're going to have expired stuff being missed by the stupid robot. The robot, I mean, I don't know if he was on a smoke break and he missed it. I'm not sure. But the idea that that we're going to replace human beings with robots, can we at least have the robots do a better job? I think that's what we ought to be. And my question to you is, what have you automated at your job, or have you been shopping to a store that has robots managing inventory, and did you love it because it was cool, or were you aggravated like me? Now, I want everybody, when you're shopping today, please check the expiration dates because the robots are missing it. And if you've got somebody with allergies or a sensitive stomach or something, you don't want to be eating something that is 8 months past its due. Anyway, my public service announcement for the day. 7:56, your small business calls coming up, 1-800-283-101.5. And do you agree with me? The robot wars are here, and it's time the humans fight back. 7:56, Eric Scott with the news next.
Stay connected with traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes, right here on New Jersey 101.5.
.09 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So, Eric, I had a bit of a situation. I was in a local store, and I was just telling the story on the other side, but I think you would appreciate it. There's a robot that walks the aisles or rolls the aisles and is there to stock the shelves.
His name is Marty.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think Marty needs to be fired.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
So, first of all, I had to get out of the way of the robot and not the robot getting out of my way. That was number one. Number two, when I went to check, Jody did this chicken, oh my God, chicken chili. So good. And we used some of the corn that I had frozen from Village Farm.
Yep.
Anyway, it was delicious. But one of the ingredients that she used was this Siete brand has a garlic and jalapeno sauce. And it's all clean ingredients, and it's delicious, and it's got a little bit of heat.
Sounds good.
Oh, you'd love it. So I go, and I'm not going to name the store, but I'm looking at it, and I pull them out, and I notice, I didn't have my glasses on, that one of the caps was white, the other cap was multicolored.
Okay.
So I'm like, why would it be the same thing with different caps? It doesn't make sense. Well, turns out, go to the glasses, my trusty 2.0s, and the one with the white cap had expired in January.
Oh.
Right. So I go to the checkout lady, who was very nice, and I never do this, but I pulled them both out. I put them both on the counter. I said, do you know the difference between these two?
Oh boy.
I said, this one expired 8-9 months ago. This one is new. What is the purpose of having a robot that goes up and down the aisle that replaced a human job if you're not going to get it right? And you know what she said? You're totally right. We all hate the robot because they know it replaced a person. So I'm calling on the robot to be fired.
Well, but I thought the robot was just there to kind of pick up spills and actually, I don't know what the robot does.
Well, I learned because there are different robots at different stores. Okay. I think you're thinking of another store that has Marty the robot.
Oh, okay. All right.
This robot at another store, which again, I'm not going to mention. I'm not trying to hurt anybody, but I do think the management, you know who you are. You got to fire the robot or tweet the robot. So the cashier said to me, well, the robot's only there to check to see if there's an empty slot on the shelf.
Get out.
Right? That's what I said. So I said, you're telling me that you got a robot that replaced a person that is only so the robot can't read the expiration date? What good is the stupid robot? Said, if I didn't have my glasses, I would have brought this home. I wouldn't have thought twice about it. I would have shaken it up, opened it up, put it in, and that'd be it. And then wondered why we didn't feel good. Like, I was so aggravated. Anyway, the staff at the store agrees.
Yeah, I don't know anybody at the store that I shop at that has Marty the robot that likes the robot. But, you know, But if it identifies that there is an empty space, doesn't a human being still have to go into the back and get the product and put it back on the shelf?
But then what's the point of the robot?
The robot can't do that. It doesn't have arms.
I mean, what kind of robot? What's the point of having a robot that doesn't have arms? Haven't we watched all the stuff that Elon Musk is making? Do you see these guys?
Oh,
they're running and fighting.
Like
and
Terminator stuff.
I know. I think the robot wars are here, and it's time we get ready for it. But so I don't know. Yeah, I guess it would mean maybe it didn't replace a person then. I don't know. But the staff is not happy because they feel they're being replaced by machines.
Well,
and I get it.
In the checkout line, you've already been replaced by a machine.
Right. Well, exactly. Well, this is why I'm opposed to the minimum wage, because you can't now hire these young kids to do a job because I've got a kiosk. It's all automated now.
Now, I like the self-checkout.
Yeah, but not for everything.
Not for everything. But
how many times at self-checkout do you have to get somebody to help because the stupid machine says,
exactly.
Sorry, remove your bags from
if the machine. Well, so you also have to know how to talk to it and deal with it. And
I've gotten
to the point where I
fight with it.
Sometimes. Yeah. I go to the same supermarket all the time. So the lady who patrols that area knows me very well.
Right.
She's she's not as pleasant as most of the other checkers.
Got it.
But she loves me because we now have a relationship. I was like, hey, you know, I'm going to get through this one. And she's like, hey, yeah, you're going to get through this one. And then sooner or later, the light starts flashing.
Well, and at certain stores, you can't take the alcohol to...
Oh, you can't, yeah.
To the self-checkout.
I don't know any store that you can do self-checkout.
You know, in London, you can.
Really?
In London, you can. And they come over and they're like, if you have to show ID, you show ID. But it's like, and to take the little safety caps off so you don't steal it. But it's totally different. Right. Anyway, I am becoming increasingly anti-robot, but I know it's coming. So my question for you is, do you work at a store that a job has been replaced by a robot or a self-checkout? And do you understand why now for years I've been railing on the minimum wage, that it actually hurts the humans who rely on these jobs? And do you agree that if a robot's going to do the job, can it do the job right? What good is having a robot that can't read an expiration date? Thank you very much. Rant over. Feeling a little better now. Chef Umberto, I'll get to you on the other side. 8:15, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X, or visit NJ1015.com for the latest Jersey news and updates. New Jersey 101.5.
8:21 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So the robot wars are clearly here. Had a negative interaction with a robot in a supermarket the other day, over the weekend. Not happy. Complained, hoping management is paying attention because the robot there in charge of shelf inventory clearly missed something that had expired months ago. Thankfully, I had my glasses with me, but I'm not happy about this. Have you ever had, and come on, I'm not the only one that yells at Siri sometimes or yells at the automated answering voice on when you call your credit card company for something. Have you raised your voice to a machine recently? And are you worried at some point they're going to start raising their voices back to us and we could be in trouble? I say it's time to fire the machines. Nora in PA, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so you were angry at a robot.
Oh, yeah. But first of all, I just want to say that my dogs enjoy your show.
Thank you.
They love your voice, because before I go to work, I will put 101.5 and let them listen to you all day.
You know, I wonder if dogs should count in our rating. What kind of dog?
I have a German Shepherd, and it's like a mutt.
Oh, I love it. Well, tell them I say hi, and thanks for listening.
Crazy one.
Thank you, Nora.
Yes. I had an experience yesterday when I was in this store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mention name, but they have this giant robot which tried to block me from going to the self-service checkout.
Really?
Right? And I've never been angry. I'm a very calm person.
You sound calm.
I was always like, yeah. I was like, yeah, you know what? You're here now. That's fine. But they tried to block me, so I'm like, okay, I'm already like ticked off. When I got there, I go to Walmart and I got no problem at their self-checkout. But this particular one, the system, I feel they have camera that they can see what you're doing, because they're constantly telling you, don't have two stuff in your hands, don't put it in the mm-hmm. bag. And I'm like, I'm so ticked off yesterday because for some reason, you know, the machine keeps saying that I'm not doing things right.
So did a person come over to help you?
She was there standing. And I looked, I said, I need help, because the machine starts saying that I cannot proceed.
Now, let me just understand. There was a robot in the way first, and then you got the self-checkout. And what was the robot's job?
I don't know. I think the robot is just there, I don't know, for like, I don't even know what the robot is for. Is it for just cleaning? Is it for? I think it's just there to piss people off, to make you angry. Because I don't really know what's the point of the robot. It's always in the middle of someone's, like, whenever people try
that
to walk to the
Nora, office, that was my takeaway. That why did the robot not get out of my way? Why did I have to get out of the robot's way? It's a human world still. See, I'm with you.
I'm like, why do you need to have a robot that has zero function?
I'm with you.
Right?
Nora,
it's not helping me to take my shops to my car.
Real quick.
That would be fine.
What are your dogs' names?
Oh, Maggie May and Harpo Chee Chee.
Maggie May and wait, what's the next one?
Harpo Chee Chee.
Harpo Chee Chee. Maggie May and Harper Tichy. I love it. Nora, thank you. You made my morning. Have a great rest of your day.
Yes.
All right, so how do your dogs? Isabel in Basking Ridge, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
So you're pro
how
robot.
You?
I'm good. I was aggravated over the weekend. I feel better now.
Well, as a 45-year employee for a supermarket, I have experienced it all. Cashiers. I'm going to hit on the cashiers real quick and the self-scan. I don't like the self-scan. It takes jobs away, obvious. But you know what? I was a cashier at one time. The elderly absolutely love to interact with humans.
Yes.
And it just takes away their morning of saying hello. It might be their only conversation for the day.
I agree.
I'm against that. The Marty now. I was one of the first stores to get Marty. Marty is put there because the liability and the insurance is insane. And companies started renting them just for the spills on the floor. A piece of paper will pick up on the, it'll sound off. And we're told to go, whoever's the closest runs over to Marty and we take care of the spill. Children love Marty. I mean, when I see them come in and they're looking for Marty, it's adorable. It really is. It was only after Marty was put in, maybe a year later, they started doing the CAO, which they go down the aisle and they shoot holes to keep the stores better stocked. So sorry, Bill, I can't check expiration dates.
But it should be able to, Isabel. That was my point. I mean, if you're going to spend this incredible expense and you are potentially now, if not today, but certainly down the road, eliminating a human job, at least get it right. Because, and it was two things. One, I was aggravated because I'm watching the robot check the shelves, and then I'm pulling out the one that's expired. I'm like, well, you missed this guy. And, right? And then I had to walk around the robot instead of the other way around. So there were two points of aggravation. But the main thing is, you know, it's when you start talking about things like minimum wage, which I think has actually has hurt the retail industry. It's hurt the entry level job market a ton. And then I look at this and say, wow, the solution is now we're going to spend all this money on non-human productivity. Right. I don't like it. I'm not a Luddite. I understand technology has to, I get it. But where you can have a human job, if government can just step back a little bit, I think we would be helping, especially with young people getting right into the workforce. But I love what you said about the elderly store buyers talking with people and interacting. I love that. Isabel, I've got to jump. Thanks for weighing in. Have a great rest of your day. All right, Jake, hang in there. You'll be first. And then don't worry, Chef. I got you. 828. Eric Scott with the news now. A39 on New Jersey 101.5. Eric, I have to tell you, I know we're looking forward to Joe Carillo's day. We're looking forward to Halloween and Christmas and Election Day, but I'm really looking forward to Wednesday. The hate tweets are next level. And this time, this will be the first time that elected officials appear in the hate tweets.
That is true, because I've seen a preview right of some of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So current elected officials, they just, you know, because that's what they do on their Sundays. They throw hate and shade at me and you, because you got lumped into the one.
I was pretty somehow good. Keep getting sucked into all of this hate, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. Well, if the enthusiasm with which you read the tweets is any indicator, I think you are relatively unaffected. It seems that the thick skin.
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
Yeah, you're just you're doing fine. All right, we were talking about the robot wars, which are clearly here. How are you doing? And are you able to get along with the technology that is now starting to take over our retail space? Jake on the Parkway. Morning, Jake.
Good morning. How are you, Bill?
Good, man. So tell me.
Hey.
What happened?
Oh, listen to this. So I'm anti-robot, all right? I've seen all the Terminators. I know how it turns out.
Right. We know how this ends. What are we doing?
I know how this ends. But,
thank you.
But you gotta live with the times. So I get that. We gotta keep pushing along with it. Mind you, I'm a diesel mechanic. I spend a large portion of my day heavily frustrated with inanimate objects.
Okay? I get it.
So get this. Last night, you know, long day, Sunday night, you know, you think you're going to do some laundry. You're going to set the week off right with some clean clothes? Nah. Brand new LG washing machine, coding out, yelling at me, freaking out. I lost my cool at a washing machine for about 45 minutes trying to figure out what was going on. You know, open the manual, this, that, and the third.
And you do this for a living. So I would have no hope. I would just have to kick the machine and call someone. You could actually get in there and do something.
Yeah, but needless to say, I'm in the market for a new one now.
All right, so I'm not the only one. I get it. Jake, I think you summed it up. As a diesel mechanic, you spend your day frustrated with inanimate objects. I get it, man. But the problem, Jake, is now with Skynet coming online, all of a sudden, they're going to start yelling back at us. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, you better be prepared. That's all I can say, man.
I know. I'm getting ready. That's why I'm trying to go through this therapy this morning to feel a little better about it. All right, man. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you. Lucille, Chef Umberto, hang in there. Coming right back. 841, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
Where news, talk, weather, and traffic come together to keep you informed and connected to everything Jersey. This is New Jersey 101.5.
8:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So, Skynet. This is our reality. It's coming. Where do the robots start talking back to us? Let's go to Chef Umberto in Toms River. Morning, Chef. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. So, tell me, I missed the parade. I know our first go at it was rained out. And you know, the truth is, it shouldn't have been, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to do? How was it?
But it was great. I was surprised. It was still a good turnout. I mean,
good.
We kind of filled the float up, but, you know, we went with a different theme with that. Instead of having Biagio singing Italian music, we had Joe set up with a DJ, and we were promoting Oh What a Night, which is another fundraiser we got coming up in November.
I love it.
So the parade went great, and don't worry, next year
I'll be there.
We're going to do it again. We're keeping the float.
Yep, I'll be there.
But You also missed the second annual Breathe Foundations. It was meatballs and martinis.
When did I wait? When I thought that was coming up. How did I miss meatballs and martinis? When was it?
It was yesterday, bud.
Oh, come
on. I talked to Rosebeth. You were busy, dude.
I know. I'm running. I thought you lose an election and things lighten up. All of a sudden, I'm as busy now as I ever have been. Anyway, tell me about the meatballs. Who won?
I'll tell you what, 20 great meatballs. Our winners, first place was La Fontana and Brick. Then we had Chef James Barry Catering from Brick. And then third place, our good friends at Della Cucina in Toms River stayed in the top three.
I love Della Cucina meatballs. I haven't had the others yet. I will. But Della Cucina does such a great job.
Yeah, it was a great event. Like I said, all in all, it was a great day. And I spoke to Rosebeth. She'll be talking to you about some other stuff we got going on, too.
Well, I want to come to as many as I can. And who made the martinis, by the way? Martinis and meatballs, such a good idea. Who was
I'll tell you what. I was feeling great because I didn't have to go to work or anything.
Nice.
They were appletinis they were serving. Oh. They were good. I think I had about 6 or 7 of them yesterday. So, Stephen
Martin
was feeling good.
you weren't even tasting the meatballs by the end. I love it. I don't know if I'm going to join with the appletini craze, but, you know, a nice dirty martini with blue cheese olives, gin That's martini, by too. The way. This vodka martini stuff, ridiculous. Gin martini, the gin with the juniper berry is pretty much a health food. We were talking about natural health earlier. Gin is your friend. Anyway, that's my thought. I'm not a doctor, but I'm just saying. All right, man. Hey, listen, Jeff, I know you're in touch with Rosebeth, so whatever the next thing is, A, we're going to promote it, and B, if I can make it, I want to be there.
Yeah, we got a couple things coming up. So she's going to talk to you, and then she'll talk to me. All right, bud?
I love it. All right, brother, you take care. Thank you, I'll Chef Umberto. Take care. He is was a proud owner of Z Marie's, which had a Spadia sandwich special. I forget what was on it, but it was really good. And he does the pizza wars, the meatball wars, all to promote small business across New Jersey. We should do a bartender event. Martinis, who makes the best, like quickest style, ingredients. What do you think of that? Like a bar off. I'm going to think that through and see if we can make that happen. All right, Lucille, I'm going to get to you first on the other side. 8:55, Eric Scott with the news next.
Live and local radio with personalities who care about what you think. We are New Jersey 101.5.
Mana, mana. Mana, mana. Mana, mana.
.909 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, Eric, interesting. And Lucy, I'll get to you to plug your daughter's business. I don't know if the article's posted yet, Producer Thomas, my article about Donald Trump in a bit. All right. So we saw the Republican candidate, Jack, dressed in Muslim garb, which amounts to, I don't know if it's like a suit dress or I'm not really sure. But it reminded a lot of people on social media of Obama wearing the same thing on it. But I believe President Obama wore it when he was on an overseas trip in a foreign, if you remember.
Yeah,
right?
And there was some cultural significance to it, I think, at that
yes,
point.
But what Jack wore at this Muslim event... I don't know. Am I the only one that thinks it's just slightly off-putting that he's got the signs up, blacks for Jack, and then he's got the signs up, Muslims for Jack. And if you remember, in 21, he had the yarmulke with Jack for NJ on the yarmulke.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
I mean, maybe people just expect that now. I don't know. But I asked the question that I think one of the things that he needs to do, and as you know, I gave advice last week, They apparently have taken some of the advice because I made a very strong suggestion that Sheriff Jim Gannon should campaign exclusively in Morris County because he's popular there, certainly more popular than Jack is. And with Gannon focusing on Morris, if they can run up the score in Morris and get close to where Chris Christie's numbers were in 09, 60%, somewhere in that range,
yeah,
he's got a better shot building up the votes. And then I suggested on the attorney general side, that there's a lot of law enforcement folks, and you talk to law enforcement a lot as well. I'm encountering a ton of skepticism, and it's based on previous comments he made when he was in the assembly, saying that basically they're overpaid volunteers and they're far more dangerous jobs. And then the whole issue of the pensions in Chapter 78, and there's a fear that he is Christie 2.0. And if you're a law enforcement professional, that's concerning. So I suggested find the most pro-law enforcement guy in the legislature and pre-announce Attorney General. And I think Senator Mike Testa is the right guy for that. But so far, nothing on that. And then today, I said, look, don't relegate Donald Trump. And you had pointed this out earlier, that they're very nervous about President Trump, where he stands with the independents. But if you're now losing part of your base, I don't know that he's got a choice. And I put up a poll a couple of weeks ago as to whether Trump would come in town for him.
Yeah, yeah.
40% of respondents said no, the GOP candidate wants to distance himself given Trump's polling. So it's really interesting.
I think that might be. The problem is you're so late now.
Yeah.
Because you're 5 days away from early in-person voting.
Yeah. Starts Monday.
Starts Monday.
Right.
The 25th. Yep. And it ends the Sunday before Election Day at 6 p.m. So, and plus you already have votes that are being cast now, vote by mail.
Wait, what's today? It starts Saturday the 25th.
25th.
The 25th, not
yes,
Monday.
The 25th.
So that's Saturday. Okay, so you're right. 5 days.
So it's, I think if you're at the point now where you're concerned about your base, you've lost the independents already. When you see the latest FDU poll, you have about, according to that poll, about 3% that are still undecided at this point.
That seems small to
me. It seems very small to me, but I think the election cycles are much more compressed because of the early in-person voting, because of vote by mail, because of a lot of the economic issues. And unfortunately, for a good portion of the campaign, Democrat Mikey Sherrill has outmaneuvered her Republican opponent on the economic issues.
And the trust issue.
We can debate what her actual policy is going to be, which I think we both agree would be disastrous to New Jersey.
Energy policy, for sure.
Especially on the energy policy. But she had the better talking points.
Yeah.
And it's the only issue in this campaign, if you look at the last three polls, that resonate not just across her Democratic base and independent or unaffiliated voters, but also with Republicans.
Yeah.
So, there are danger signs, red flags, that need to be addressed pretty quickly as this campaign comes to a close, or the Republican nominee truly risks becoming a three-time loser.
Yeah, I mean, he's approaching Buffalo Bill territory now.
Oh, no. Hey,
sorry.
You don't need to be nasty. But I don't think there'll be a...
I don't know that there'll be a four in a row. I don't think so. But what is your take on the... So to your point about trying to reach to the other side, the Muslim getup that he dressed up in the other day, and then the very specific identity politics signs, blacks for Jack and Muslims for Jack. Who does that help him with, other than the people who are in the room at the event?
Well, and that's the thing. If you look at the majority of the photos that he posted on social media, when he was at the event in Piscataway wearing the traditional thobe, I guess I'm told.
A thobe?
That rhymes with robe. Somebody in the app chat says it thobe.
Thobe.
Rhymes with robe.
Finest thobe, please.
Thobe, right? T-H-O-B-E. It's an ankle-length robe, but it has a collarless. All of the presumably Muslim men that he was having photographs with, none of them were wearing it.
That's what's so weird.
So he... In those pictures, I think if everybody was wearing it, it wouldn't be as stark a contrast.
Well, I got to find it. I posted the Obama picture, same thing, and asked who wore it better, just because it was funny to me. But what I really want to find is Bob Hugin did a similar thing and went to a Hindu event. and again was one of the only people wearing when he was running for the U.S. Senate. And I'm like, huh, and how well did he do in that race? Like, they play the pandering game. I remember being asked to wear a certain type of clothing and all, and I just said no. No, I wear my uniform for this election is a suit. And I just think it's appropriate to be who you are. Now, I was honored at several Hindu temples,
mm-hmm.
and I took the traditional scarf that the priest gave me and gave Jody.
Well, that
and
was
I
something that was given to you by...
Was given to right. me there for the ceremony, and I thought that was definitely appropriate.
And I think that's akin to if you... And I don't believe that a thobe has a specific religious connotation. It's not like you have to wear... I don't believe you have to wear that to enter into temple. But, for example, if you were going to a Jewish temple, mm-hmm. you would wear a yarmulke because right. there is...
There's religious
significance yeah. to that and a rule that says...
You're not playing dress up.
Right. You cover your head out of respect for God when you enter yeah. into the temple. It's not the same.
No.
It's not the same.
No, and I think that's why it was off-putting. I mean, you saw the social media traffic. Oh. Just, I mean, they absolutely killed him on it. And I think that's what happens when, you know, when you're trying to be all things to all people, which is why, guys, I'm trying to do the right thing and give you some smart advice. And regardless of how President Trump perhaps did not do what you wanted when it came to the Gateway Project, et cetera, the reality is you're not going to find President Trump in a better position than fresh off of the Mideast peace deal that he brokered. And you've got both sides. You've got people that have relatives in Gaza and people that are serving in the IDF. And here we are, nothing outside of a conference call scheduled with President Trump. I think it's the Republican candidate running away from Trump. And Jack, I think it's an enormous mistake. You ought to be asking your base about this because you need the turnout now to win. All right, Lucille Dawn, I'll be right back. 918, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
Get the latest traffic and weather updates with the New Jersey 101.5 app.
923 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you at 10 o'clock this morning. Boy, it's a different mood in here today.
Yo,
this
Bill.
Is ridiculous.
Chris stopped by from PST. It was nice. It was nice
yeah.
to. What attracted you in here, Chris, this morning from Chris and the crew?
I thought we were clubbing.
Well, like, we've got the disco lights on.
Yeah, I see that.
And it's a little seizure-y. Why don't we just say it that way?
Yeah, it's definitely given me my 20s vibes.
Right? Like you're in some nightclub.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be Christmas lights? Like what are we looking at here?
No, this isn't Christmas lights. These are straight disco lights.
Straight disco.
Because I'm ready for Christmas lights. I am. I know it's only
Are you already ready? Oh, Chris, come on.
Yeah, but I this is more disco.
That's a whole show topic.
Oh, I'm ready, Bill.
I mean, Halloween was out last month, and it was way too early.
I could skip by that.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not a Halloween person.
Are there lights for Diwali? Because we were walking the neighborhood, and they're like red and green, right? Because we were walking yesterday, and I'm like, it can't be Christmas already.
No, right, it's Diwali.
Like, it's Diwali, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like the fact that they have red and green. I think mm-hmm. it's very festive. So if you add in Diwali and you then extend to Christmas, we're pretty much going to have the lights up for 3 months now.
I love it.
You do?
I love it. I love the
Nothing
lights.
Nothing wrong with a little holiday cheer.
Yeah, then
you decorate your house, right?
Eventually, when I get around to it. I'm not allowed to turn them on until noon on Thanksgiving. That's the rule. When Santa Claus shows up in the Thanksgiving Day parade, that's when we're allowed to turn on our Christmas
lights.
That's when the elf would come
back. That is the rule.
Yeah. Do you do that? Do you decorate?
Oh, yes. I'm ready to do it now.
Really?
No, we're not going to do it yet, though.
Do you go like enough where people want to come and visit and see it?
We have a tree in every room of the house, pretty much.
Stop.
A tree.
You know, I didn't know that about you, Chris, but that does not surprise me.
I'm not surprised at all.
It makes me happy. I just do it because it makes me happy.
You are always smiling. You are always happy.
Oh, I am. I like you. Why be anything else?
Right. Right. And I appreciate that your dog also likes the sound of my voice. Thank you, Chris. That's what started the conversation.
That's right. I heard that in the kitchen. I was like, wow.
Right?
Wow, dogs like the sound of Bill's voice.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew? All right, so we have already decorated for Christmas/disco here in the studio at New Jersey 101.5. Jill, you turned all the other lights off. I think that's where the seizure.
You told me that's coming on.
Did I
for a hot second. Then you were like, "Yeah, leave them off." You know what we remind me of? You know when you were in college and there was that one dorm room and you were like, "Ooh, look what's going on in there."
Look, it attracted guests. Cool kids, Chris came in.
Well, like all that, the kids in this that building. Was said in college for sure. I'm not so sure we're talking about lights, but yes.
But the other people in the building want to come in here now and party with us.
They do. It's attracting a lot of people.
I just want to make a comment. You guys asked if I was okay reading my weather here in mostly darkness, and I said yes.
Yeah.
I kind of regret that decision because I really can't see anything with these stupid disco lights.
Dan, did you see what I did? I had to hold the paper up to the computer screen.
Yeah, I can't see anything. I just want to say...
I'm blind.
Listen, we're 3.5 minutes away from the news.
Yeah.
Eric Scott's going to come in here. Might I suggest we turn the lights back on for a hot sec?
Yeah, so I think Eric he can could. Do the news. Probably a good idea.
He might not be a fan of the disco lights.
Yeah,
but not until 9:30.
It is nice though. All right. Well, you know, let's take a quick break.
These are the stupidest disco lights I've ever seen.
Well, because they don't work and they don't reflect off of the disco ball that we have in the studio already. The whole thing started because I wanted to reflect off the disco ball, but now I don't know how to get the disco ball flowing, so I need someone to bring in a broom or something.
Yeah, disco ball has to rotate with the spotlight.
I don't think I'm that tall.
Thomas, you need a motor.
Oh, that's why we have these lids.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, on the app chat.
Oh, but we couldn't miss this one this year.
Joe Carillo's day is just a hot second away.
We're validated. Wow. Now we have a reason.
I mean, it's 10 days away. Today's the 20th. 10 days until Joe Carillo's day. All right, I've talked too much this morning already. 9:27, Eric Scott with the news next.
Mana, mana.
9:38 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. So, Eric, I'm going to wrap up Small Business Monday with Dawn, Lucille, but the app chat, wow. We got a couple weeks of the hate-o-meter. Man. Ready to go.
What are we going to do when the election is over?
Well, being that I live in the awkward, there'll be something. I predict it'll take until...
I have faith in you.
Yeah, Wednesday at like 7 a.m. before the app chat's blowing up angry at me. Now, the funny thing is we may not have a winner election night.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take Thursday and Friday after the election off. Because I'm going to be working straight through. So I'll work here with you election
morning.
Day, yeah. Election morning. And then I'm on all night long election night.
Right. You'll be here Wednesday morning.
And then back Wednesday morning to kind of dissect everything.
Yeah. What's our bourbon bet this year? Is it turnout?
Yeah, I think it has to be turnout, right? I mean, there are probably a couple side bets that we can make on it.
Definitely some prop bets on this.
Yeah, but I think...
I wish I had had... Jack in the Muslim garb on my bingo card.
That was not on my bingo card.
I didn't have it. That would have been my side bet. Like, what's he going to wear next? It had to be something. But there could be some side bets. You know,
I don't think anybody had Dukakis with the army helmet on either.
Oh, that was it. It's funny. I was just talking about Michael Dukakis yesterday. I was in Boston during that election. It was in 1988 against...
That's right.
Yep. Was it 88?
It was,
yeah, it was 88.
Yeah, it was 88, yeah.
I was a sophomore in college. That primary, I was helping Jack Kemp in New Hampshire because we were in school in Boston. He would have been a great president.
He and my dad were good friends.
He would have been a great president.
Yeah, that was from the football days. My dad didn't care much about politics and really didn't care that. You
but know, he was Kemp a solid was guy.
Politics, but. Jack and his kids. I mean, my dad would take us to his place just outside of the city of Buffalo.
Yeah.
And we'd hang out there and they would sit and talk football, never politics. Always.
Of course.
Football. Yeah.
Because he was a real person with a family. And And I remember them when Bush won. Anyway, the Mike Dukakis in the tank helmet was has become an iconic.
His head up through the tank.
Yeah, I mean, so now if he had won, maybe that picture would go away. But I think Jack's got to worry that this one's going to follow him.
Oish.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap up our Small Business Monday with Lucille in Lake Hopatcong. Hey, Lucille.
Thank you, Bill.
Good ahead.
Morning.
Morning.
first, I want to tell you that I voted for you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
And I will try and be brief. 62 years ago this month, a young man, 20 years old, opened his first business, beauty salon in Dover, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
He celebrated 50 years of success, and the women loved him. He was an avid hunter and fisherman. He told them stories of his trips to Alaska and Africa, New Jersey, the Key West. And on a side, he was Morris County's first two-time state wrestling champ. All right, so now to the present. My daughter and I have a salon in Landing, New Jersey now, and we'll be celebrating, I should say she'll be celebrating, 50 years, January 2026.
Now, was this her dad who started it?
Yes.
Lucille, that's so cool. What was your husband's name?
Dominic Serinelli.
Dominic Serinelli opens Dominic's Beauty Salon, and now your daughter is guiding the ship, and she's going to celebrate 50 years. What is the 50-year date?
January 6, 2026.
Well, I would love to make sure that we put a small business spotlight on that event, and maybe we'll do a podcast or something there. Let's do this. I'm going to put you on hold, Lucille. Get us some contact information, because I would love to promote Dominic Beauty Salon in Landing. We're going to put you on hold, and producer Thomas will get your information, get your daughter's name and contact, and then we'll see what we can work out to promote a really, really cool event. Thank you, Lucille.
Thanks, Bill. It was worth the wait.
There you go. Thank you, Lucille. Hang on one second. Don't hang up. All right, let's go to Dawn in Hamilton. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
3 points I want to touch on. Number one, Mickey Schirrell is literally saying, you know, from day one, I'm going to freeze utilities.
Yep.
Why hasn't it been done? Why hasn't it been done, Mickey? If you're listening to me, Mickey, why hasn't it been done? What has been done about it? You have our own governor saying it's impossible to happen.
Well, so, Dawn, let's face it. The Democrats, and this is why it's so absurd that Mickey Schirrell's leading Jack in confidence that she'll solve the energy crisis, because it's the Democrats that gave us the electric car mandate, the energy master plan. They're the ones that started the war and continue it against fossil fuels. So it's the height of hypocrisy. You're right about that. Second point.
Yeah. So this message is for Jack. Obviously, you touched on it.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself, Jack. Be yourself. Don't pander and meander to people, because at the end of the day, you have to be who you are, and that's your true, authentic self, and that will shine through. And people don't understand that. Like, you can't sit here and cater, you know, to one person, another person, or another person. And it's like, listen, at the end of the day, you're supposed to represent all of New Jersey. So it should be Jack for New Jersey. That's what it should be. All people, no matter race, creed, nationality, or color, that's what it should be. And be his true, authentic self. I mean, like,
well, I think that's the problem, Dawn. What is the authentic Jack? He hated Trump. Now he's with Trump, and now he's embarrassed by Trump. He was all in favor of the masks and the vaccine mandates. Now he's got a line out there that he's now all of a sudden in favor of medical freedom. You know, he has failed to address the Mamdani issue, but yet he goes to wherever he was with the Muslims for Jack. I you know, how do you on one hand attack the politics of identity, and then at the same time, essentially play dress up to pander? It makes no sense. Who's the real Jack? I don't know that people know. And to your point, that's part of the problem. Last point, Don, you got 30 seconds. Go.
Yes, 30 seconds real quick. So Eric Scott touched on it. I just want to make an announcement to kind of everybody. I did say something is he talked about, you know, the credit card scams and stuff like that.
Yep.
I encourage and I implore everybody, go set your alerts for your debit card and your credit card to $1, because every time you do a transaction, you will get alerted of it, and you can easily lock that card. You can easily call the bank, stop whatever. And I tell people all the time, don't become a victim of fraud if you have the tools to make it necessary. And
there you go.
I have mine at $1. And yeah, it's annoying.
You know what? That's a great point, Dawn. And also the banks will tell you, use TAP where you can. Dawn, thank you. Appreciate you and the advice for Jack. We'll see if he takes it. 9:45, Fast Traffic Instant Weather Next.
Staying on top of the topics that matter to you, we are New Jersey 101.5.
9:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Hey, Jen in Marlboro on the app chat. Yes, tomorrow I will post Jody's recipe for the chicken chili. It was a white chili instead of the red chili. It was so good. It's hard to describe, but I will get that out to everybody tomorrow. Also, just to wrap up, let's hope the reports are not true and Jack Cittarelli is not keeping President Trump at arm's length because he's afraid to disagree with him on certain issues and knows that the cancellation of the funding for the Gateway Tunnel is a hot topic and certainly has hurt the Republicans in New Jersey, no doubt. I hope that Jack understands that President Trump is an asset, not a liability, when it comes to motivating hesitant Republicans who are still saying they're going to hold their nose or they've got to vote for the lesser of two evils. Let's hope Jack understands you can't hide President Trump behind a conference call. He needs to be here. He is the best turnout machine the Republicans have had in 45 years. We all saw what happened in Wildwood. Jack, you need to make the call. Embrace President Trump at a rally. You've already been punished for that primary endorsement, which won you the primary, but now you're running away from it? Don't relegate President Trump to a conference call. He could be the difference of turning out those voters that say, we need change in New Jersey. Time will tell. More to come tomorrow for sure, where I'll have the fourth installment of my advice for Jack. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Write it down. Call me tomorrow, 9:54. Eric Scott, no, you know what? I'll see you tomorrow at 6.